turning. We'll be back. Thanks.
Thank you. I love you, but I love the Lord. Or I love any physical being. I think that's wonderful. But then why can't you bring that same feeling home?
I want to be
I really wish that I could do that.
No, I never did it. That was atypical.
What makes you think you can do it? Well, he's saying a man's fellows will be they of his own household.
Well, I hardly believe that your own father or mother or brother or sister would be your enemy.
You're gonna call him a liar?
No, I'm not calling him a liar.
Well, I can do all things through the Lord. He can't do it.
You saw the way we live and what we did. Do you believe?
I really don't think so.
Let's see, I've lost track.
Or that I love any physical being.
I think that's wonderful.
Well, he's sin. I love you, but I love the Lord. Or that I love any physical being.
I think that's wonderful.
Well, he's sin. Or that I love any physical being.
I think that's wonderful.
Well, he's sin.
I'm not afraid to die.
Montreal with Already Dreaming. Before that, Boards of Canada, Father and Son. They have a brand new album out, and that is a party that I am extremely late for, but recommend everybody get on board with, and I'm going to pretend that it's a groundbreaking recommendation. Boards of Canada rules. And before that was Horse Girl with Earth is Turning. You are here in the final stretch of Stuart Moose Radio for this week. If you are, again, just joining, I hope you'll go back and listen to the beginning of this episode. You can do so at smithersradio.ca. We talked about the proposed Skeena watershed, or the proposed Skeena AI data center, which should surprise nobody that I am vehemently against. And if you're not against it, I don't think we can be friends. I don't know how we would reconcile that. So, you know. Don't build AI data centers with the power consumption of 40,000 homes or whatever. That just seems stupid to me. So, yeah, don't do it. It's bad. And I did mention before, stop using it to promote your business in any way. If you heard that and you think it applies to you, it certainly does. Everyone knows you're using AI and it sucks. And it makes your business seem worse. Whether that's fair or not, it is a fact. Sorry, gang. I got a couple more songs to share with you this week. If you didn't know, you can actually find all of the... from about episode 60, I think. Those playlists are all on my profile on Apple Music. I post a link to that in the episode posts that I make over on themarsh.ca. So if you're looking for playlists, I keep them all. I keep track of them all, so you can check out anything if you're like, hey, what was that song? I want to hear more from them. I think that would be very cool of you to do. Obviously, the limitation there is the song has to be available on Apple Music, and not everybody is, and that's fair enough. But, you know, I can't do anything with that. I can't put it on the playlist if it's not on Apple Music. So, and no, I don't do them on Spotify because Spotify is a nightmare. And I know the argument is that Apple Music is also a nightmare, and I agree. But, you know, at this point, at least they're not advertising ICE. So I'm gonna just stick with Apple Music. New one here from My Morning Jacket. A song is called New World Coming. And we will be back to say our goodbyes after this. Enjoy.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try, and it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning, it belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming. You know the one I'm talking about, the one we've had visions of. And it's coming in peace, coming in joy. Coming in peace, coming in joy. Coming in joy, coming in love. There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. This one's coming to an end. There's a new world.
pushing through. Find the combination that leads back to you. So I'll see you soon. I wanna look in your eyes, and I'll see you soon.
See you soon. Before that, My Morning Jacket with New World Coming. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. If this is your first time here, thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. So we're going to do some customary end of the show plugs, I think. So let's get to that real quick before the last song plays. So Syrup Moose Radio airs and makes its home on 93.9 FM CICK in Smithers, BC. That's Tuesdays at 9 p.m. But you can also catch it Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, Wednesday at 9 p.m. on 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George, Fridays at 8 p.m. Universal Time on Untidy Radio, Saturdays at 1 a.m. on 102.7 FM CKMS Waterloo, Ontario, Sundays at midnight, 88.3 FM CKXU in Alberta, and a rerun on Sunday nights on 93.9 FM CICK. That's right. This show is on all the time, and if somebody out there is listening and has a free Thursday spot, please give it to me, because I would love to have dominion over all of the airwaves. Obviously, a huge thank you to every station who carries the show. And, were it not for you, I would not have won this year's NCRA Crabbo Award for Syndicated Radio Show, which is huge. That is my second Crabbo, which is a national radio award. So thank you so much again for that. I'm overwhelmed by it. My zine, Skulk, celebrating the art and culture of the Skeena Bulkley Valley, is always accepting submissions. So please submit your work. Art, poetry, short stories, photography, music, something else. The only rules here are that you have to reside in the Skeena Bulkley Valley. It is a mini zine, so it's not you know, huge amount of space, no hate speech, no bigotry, no illegal material, include bio and links and all that kind of stuff, stuff I should know about you. You can read digital versions as well over at themarsh.ca/skulk. So do it. And let's talk live shows. I have one live show coming up June 14th in Smithers, BC, a free show in the CICK train car at 4 p.m. It is a Sunday. It is early. I hope you will come out anyway. I'm very excited. It is the two-year anniversary of my very first show at CICK. My very first show as Megafauna ever was at CICK June 2nd, 2024. So this is kind of a fun anniversary show, and you'll get to hear all of, you get to hear half an hour's worth of my new album. We'll see how much that actually ends up being, but I hope you will come out to that and enjoy it. And I'm also playing two sets at Midsummer Music Festival this July. I will be there doing a full set, something brand new that nobody has heard anything from yet, because I'm not finished making it, as well as a tweener later on in the evening. I'll be more specific about dates later on, but I'm very excited. I hope you'll come out. It's a very different set than what I did last year. They asked me for something a little more ethereal, and so that is what I'm doing. As always, I am making music all the time. Please check out my projects, Megafauna, Grum Trencher, and Venereal. They are all over at themarsh.ca/projects, or just go to themarsh.ca. And of course, go and listen to every single episode of this show, all 113 of them. Well, I guess 112, because you've already listened to this one. So smithersradio.com. I keep saying CA, and I'm sorry, it's .com. And you can hear every episode of my show, as well as every other truly tremendous show on this station. And you better go ahead and make a little donation, become a member, because you gotta do it. We gotta have it. All right, do it. I think that's everything that I would like to plug. I think that's it. We got there, folks. Check out all the bands from this episode. I think there's a lot of really cool stuff out there. And remember what I said, algorithmic music discovery is dead, because so much of the music, especially on Spotify, fun fact, is AI. And a lot of the playlists are populated with AI music. So discovering new stuff is done, I think, at least for streaming. You're going to have to actually work for it a little bit until somebody comes up with a better idea. And hopefully they do, but I don't have a tremendous amount of optimism. Okay, folks, I will be back next week. In the meantime, read books, take care of yourselves and each other, and do something that helps you escape a little bit, because the world is a nightmare. And I hope you are finding things that bring you joy. And if not, maybe it's time to start looking for what that could be. Myself, I've been playing WWE 2K25, in which I have created the AEW universe inside the game so that I don't have to play with any of the WWE wrestlers, and can pretend that it's a good AEW game. It's going very well. I'm obviously in a good place with that. Also, a quick PSA for my SSRI friends out there. I should probably have done this at the beginning. It's hot, and being on SSRIs, antidepressants, makes you more susceptible to heat stroke. So drink lots of water, have some electrolytes, chuck some electrolytes in your water, and stay out of the sun. Be kind to yourselves, and take your meds. Don't forget to take your meds. It's very important. Everybody, do it. Do it. Oh, man. All right, folks. I'm tired. I'm all done. Closing out the show this week, we've got Enox with The Amalgamation. This is a band who every song of theirs sounds like the introduction to a wrestler, and I love it. So this is Enox. I will be back next week. Enjoy. Thanks, folks.